I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Haiti's January 8th presidential elections have been postponed again. Poverty and the resulting volatility present the greatest obstacles. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says their work is one small step toward building stability in the region. The evangelistic thrust comes through the practical application of meeting needs.
In addition to our clinic and food program, as funding has been available, we always build homes for homeless people. And that not only creates jobs, but gives a shining example of God's love that stays there for the people to witness.
Next, in many areas of the world, people have to walk days to get to a hospital, if it's available at all. In countries like Ghana, West Africa, providing even limited medical care can be the key to seeing a person come to Christ. That's why Oasis International is investing in a clinic in the village of Pram Pram. Elvina Miller is with Oasis and says they need help completing it.
They put up a building, and there's nothing in the building yet. All they have is the framework. It's going to be a large clinic where they'll have women's and men's dorms.
And the Jesus Film Project says they were able to go deeper into the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia in 2005. In one Middle Eastern country, God allowed the film to be shown in public theaters and community centers. The government also allowed it to be imported and distributed. Last year also saw a Jesus film for women produced, which should have a profound spiritual impact on families in these regions of the world. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.